Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior. This is Ken Waterbury, the Country Parson, with a James King Chorus and the Country Parson Quartet. Post Office Box 397, North Ridge, California. It is our hope that you may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value, recognizing the highest and the best and distinguishing the moral differences, and that you may be untainted and pure and unerring and blameless, and with a heart sincere that you may approach the day of Christ, not stumbling nor causing others to stumble. We consider it a privilege to come into your home, and it is our hope and desire that the Christ of Calvary might be made known unto you, and that the joy of the true Christian walk might be yours as you journey along life's highway. May both you and I look with great joy and anticipation for the unclouded day.
Smile, bright the sorrows all away.
Many times in life, we are faced with heartaches that seem so great, we wonder how we can bear them. But as we look into the Word of God, we find that many of God's people were persecuted. Many of them gave their lives for the cause of Christ. We only have to look to Stephen in his death and notice that it was occasioned by the faithful manner in which he preached the gospel to the betrayers and the murderers of Christ. To such a degree of madness were they excited that they cast him out of the city and stoned him to death. The time when he suffered is generally supposed to have been at the Passover, which succeeded to that of the Lord's crucifixion, and to the era of his ascension in the following spring. Upon this, a great persecution was raised against all who professed their belief in Christ as a Messiah or as a prophet. We are immediately told by St. Luke that there were great persecutions against the church which was at Jerusalem, and that they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. About 2,000 Christians, along with one of the seven deacons, suffered martyrdom during the persecution that arose about Stephen. Yes, we may have heartaches, we may have trials, but as we view the picture of God, we can be thankful for each experience as it helps us to grow in His grace and wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And perhaps you and I will be able to say with the saints of old, we will understand it better by and by.
Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. But He'll guide us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die, and we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands, want of shelter and of food, thirsty hills and barren land. But we're trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Temptations, hidden snares often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for each thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
It is prayer time on the Country Parson program, and we consider it one of our richest blessings to be able to come to our Heavenly Father and beseech Him and seek Him and our needs and the needs of the ones out in Radio Land. We would like to suggest to you people that we have a prayer fellowship on Sunday mornings at 6:30, And we meet there to ask our Father to bless us and guide our lives in presenting the gospel of Christ. And we would be most happy to remember you if you have a need or a heavy heart. Just write to Ken Waterbury, the country parson, Post Office Box 397, Northridge, California. And now it is prayer time on the Country Parson program. Almighty God, we thank thee that thou didst first love us, and that you gave your only begotten Son, that if we by faith would lift our eyes unto him and confess our faults, our sins, that you would cleanse us and make us whole in him. We pray that the blood of Christ might cover our sins, and that we might be washed free of all unrighteousness through him. We pray that the message might go forth out into radio land, and that you would open the hearts of the ones that are listening at this moment, and that they might be blessed and strengthened. For this we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Years ago, the pearl market of the world was flooded with an unprecedented volume of pearls, which had a serious effect upon the economy in the jewelry market. From all outward appearances, the pearls were genuine and were of enormous size and very beautiful. You see, genuine pearls come from oysters that have been wounded by small abrasive bits of sand or foreign substance which get under the shell and cut the body of the oyster. The larger the wound, generally the larger the pearl, which is formed by a clear substance flowing from the oyster's body to heal over this injury. After much concern of this tremendous volume of pearls on the pearl market, the authorities started an investigation to find out the true nature and to determine the value of these pearls. They learned that these pearls had come from Japan, and then they sent them to a laboratory for tests, and to their amazement they found that in the center of each pearl was a small lead shot. Their investigation disclosed that the Japanese fishermen had taken little tiny lead shots and inserted them under the shell of the oysters in their oyster bed, causing a deep wound in the oyster's body. Immediately, nature started working to heal over this wound, and thereby these beautiful pearls were created. Then they would harvest the crop of oysters with the pearls and sell them on the market. These pearls are known as cultured pearls, and though all the outward appearances seem the same, at the very center or the core of the pearl is a dark spot which makes it a counterfeit. Cultured, but not genuine. Today, in the realm of the religious world, you will see many beautiful edifices unto man, large churches, cathedrals, and magnificent organizations. But we must ask ourselves, does a beautiful building make a church? Does a great organization make a church? No, my friend, these may be cultured religions, but what is at the center of their core? Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He also said that if he be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. You see, unless Christ is the center, the very heart of the faith, it has no right to the genuine claims of Christianity. After all, Christian is a name that is attributed to those who are followers of Christ. Take Christ out of the word Christian, and all you have left is I-A-N, which, if you like, these three letters without Christ stand for I am nothing. May we learn from our great counselor and teacher, the Holy Spirit, that unless man is born again spiritually, the very center of his core is unrighteousness. May we cry out with the psalmist, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, for a thousand tongues, that we might proclaim the truth of Christ. Beautiful pictures that we have in the Word of God of a transformed life is that we read in the account of the transformation of Paul as he encountered the Lord Jesus Christ on the way to Damascus. We have a picture of it from his own lips as we read here in the book of Acts in the 22nd chapter as he was standing and defending himself before the multitude, and he recounts his conversion as follows. Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I make now unto you. And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence, and he saith, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus, to bring them which were there bound unto Jerusalem, for to be punished. And it came to pass, that as I made my journey, and was come nigh into Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground, and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? He said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid. But they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all of the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up on him. And he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see the Just One, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. In this beautiful revelation from the Word of God, we see how God had transformed the heart of this great apostle and made him one of his chosen vessels. Friend out in Radio Land, by the power of the Word of God and through the inspiration and instruction of the Holy Spirit, your life can be changed if you will meet the Master and yield unto him. Servant, we know that God can take even those who are counterfeit and transform their lives and change them, and if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Just being cultured or being religious is not enough. There is no promise in the Word of God that we will not high up our heartaches and our trials, but he has promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So if right now
in these fleeting moments that you would look up and say, "Yes, Lord, please forgive me and cleanse my heart. Won't you kneel at the cross of Christ now and give him your all? It'll be the greatest decision of your entire life if you will do so only now." Friends, the old clock on the wall tells us we must be moving on. We have enjoyed the privilege of coming into your home, and the Lord willing, we will be with you again, the same time, same station, next week. The music of the Country Parson program is under the direction of James King. This is a faith work. Your prayers and support will be thankfully received as the Lord directs you. Just write to Post Office Box 397, Northridge, California. Until then, this is Ken Waterbury, the Country Parson, the James King Chorus, and the Country Parson Quartet saying, "The Lord be with you till we meet again."
Sing the ransom freely gave. Sing the with his money, purchase me. On the cross.